Well, today, House Speaker Paul Ryan defended Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who's increasingly under fire for his role overseeing the FBI's Russia investigation. At a news conference this morning, Ryan was asked about speculation that President Trump wants to fire Rosenstein from what Trump calls a witch hunt.
I think Rod Rosenstein is doing a fine job. I have no reason to see why he should do that. Rosenstein was hired after this last election.
But Ryan also indicated that he wants the eventual release of that memo critical of Rosenstein. Last night, Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee released the memo to the entire House and sent it on to the White House. It reportedly accuses Rosenstein of improperly getting a surveillance warrant on Trump campaign aide Carter Page. The Republicans also withheld a rebuttal memo from Democrats. They say the information in the Republican memo was cherry-picked. The Trump Justice Department does not want the memo made public, but President Trump is expected to go against that recommendation any day now. Ryan Lucas covers the Justice Department for NPR. Briefly, Ryan, why was Carter Page even under suspicion?
Well, Carter Page was under suspicion because of a trip that he made to Moscow in the summer of 2016 during the presidential campaign, and contacts that he had with Russian officials at the time, as well as kind of interactions that he had with Russians going back for a while. One thing that came up in reporting on Carter Page over the past year is that he had an interaction with a man who turned out to be a Russian spy in New York. Page was unaware of the man's intelligence role, but he's certainly been of interest and on the FBI's radar because of these sorts of interactions for quite some time.
Well, so the controversy today has to do with FBI officials going to a FISA court to get a warrant to surveil Carter. The New York Times reporting that Republicans are saying in this memo that the request was based on the Christopher Steele dossier. This was the former British spy who put together intel. He became alarmed at what he called Russian connections. What are Republicans saying about what they say is the use of that dossier to get the FISA warrant?
Well, this has been one of the Republican kind of talking points for several weeks, if not months now, that this allegation that the FBI's investigation of possible coordination between the Trump campaign and Russia is largely based on this dossier. And the dossier, of course, was funded by conservative donors, but then later by the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign. So they say that if it was funded by Democrats, then that basically undermines the whole rationale for having this investigation.
Because that means that the whole FISA warrant request was backed and financed by Democrats. I mean, that's what they're implying. Yeah.
Well, that it's
that the
it's,
intelligence
it provides
was.
The foundation
yeah.
for it.
Right.
Yeah. The information.
Right. Well, and as you said, it was originally funded by the Washington Free Beacon, the conservative group. They were against Trump, the candidate. They were looking for intelligence on him, very common. And then when he became the front runner, they backed out. The Democrats came in, again, very common. Well, the Times is reporting today that the Republican memo also left out that the dossier wasn't even used by the judge in the FISA court. It didn't meet the standard to get a warrant. Other intelligence was used. What do you make of that?
Well, the fact is that to get a FISA warrant to conduct surveillance inside the U.S., that would be for national security purposes, you have to get court approval from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. It's not easy to do, is what current and former officials say. You have to convince a judge that there's probable cause that an individual is an agent of a foreign power. And while they normally do get approved these warrants, there's often a back and forth with investigators and prosecutors, and the applications are sometimes modified. So they say it's a very high bar that the applications for these are sometimes 50, 60, 70 pages. It's not like you just show up at the court and say, we'd like to survey this person, and the court rubber stamps it.
Yeah. And by the way, this memo was written by Intelligence Committee Chair Devin Nunes, who last year, we remember the big splash, the big headline when he said his sources told him that the Trump campaign was improperly surveilled, same claim in this memo. His sources turned out to be White House officials. Where do you think this is going? Rosenstein is the only Justice Department official who can fire Special Counsel Bob Mueller. Some are seeing this memo as undercutting him. Where does this go?
Well, there are a couple of theories on this. The theory that this is being used as a pretext to possibly remove Rosenstein and put in somebody for the president to then be able to put in somebody who would get rid of Special Counsel Robert Mueller. We don't know that at this point. There's no hard evidence that that is indeed what is going on here. But certainly the whole kind of cloud over Rosenstein right now is part of a broader – what Democrats would say is a broader Republican effort to try to undermine confidence in the DOJ, the FBI, as well as kind of any conclusions that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation may come to.
Yeah. And we wait to see if slash when President Trump will make this Republican memo public. Ryan Lucas covers the Justice Department for NPR. Thank you so much.
Thank you.